A police officer spots a woman driving her car and knitting at the same time. So he drives up beside her and he shouts out the window, "Pull over!" And she says, "No, it's a scarf." Okay. Now, if that caused you a little bit of suffering, that's only because I wanted to talk about purgatory today. And as you know, there are three levels of the church. The church triumphant in heaven, the church militant on earth, and the church suffering in purgatory. Those are the three parts of the church. Those in heaven are triumphantly experiencing the beatific vision. You and I on earth are in the church militant, fighting to save our souls against the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. But then we have the church suffering, those that are being purified in the refining fire of God's love. What exactly is purgatory? Well, on today, we remember to pray for all the souls who are still in need of God's purifying love. Today is All Souls Day. Yesterday was All Saints Day when we honored the saints in triumph. Today we pray for the souls in purgatory. Today we wear the black vestments. It's very rare that All Souls Day falls on a Sunday. About every 7 years or so, we get to have the Sunday Mass in which we pray for all souls. What exactly does the Catechism teach about purgatory? Well, purgatory is a place and a state of temporary purification for the souls who have died in the state of grace, in the state of friendship with God, who might still have smaller sins on their soul. Maybe they have venial sins still on their soul that need to be cleansed, or maybe they've not made restitution or atonement for their sins they've committed during their lifetime. And they're still in need of purification. The greatest suffering in purgatory is temporary separation from God. They say, though, that the joys of purgatory, according to the saints, are greater than we could ever have on earth, because the souls in purgatory have much to console them. They're certain of their salvation. They're experiencing the love of God. They're freed from any ability to sin or even be tempted. They cannot commit even the smallest sin, even any impatience. They don't have any worries or anxieties or distress. And they're sure of their deliverance. And they're comforted by the prayers of the angels, the saints, and the people on earth. So the souls in purgatory experience a greater joy than we could ever imagine, because they know they're very close to entering into the beatific vision of God. Purgatory would almost be described as almost like a vestibule or an entranceway that some souls may have to go through in order to experience the beatific vision. Now, some different analogies that we could use, of course. Well, first we should mention that sacred scripture talks about the importance of God's holiness. In Isaiah, it says in chapter 6, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." St. Peter tells us in his first letter, "As he who called you is holy, so be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, be holy as I, the Lord God, am holy." The letter to the Hebrews says, "Strive for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord." The book of Revelation, "Nothing unclean will enter the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Now, this teaching in Scripture about the holiness of God would mean that if a person dies who is in the friendship of God in a state of grace, but who still needs some cleansing, they have this opportunity, this great blessing, and purgatory is a gift of God's love and mercy, to be cleansed of their smaller sins. so they can see God face to face. Now, of course, I'm sure many die and would go straight to heaven. Certainly any baptized babies or young children that die and are baptized, they go straight to heaven. But maybe for most of us, we may have to have some purification in purgatory. Just like if you're going to go to a fancy dinner party or go meet the Pope or a head of state or a head of a nation, wouldn't you want to be more presentable before you met that important person? Let's say you're out working in your yard and you've been working or playing sports and you're all hot and sweaty. Wouldn't you want to take a shower, put on a fine set of clothes before you met somebody very important? Well, that's what purgatory is. It's this opportunity to give our soul a shower and to be more presentable before we meet God. One analogy I read recently was that purgatory is like God's incubator. When a child is born premature, it cannot yet survive in the world. It has to spend time developing still in the incubator. Well, that's what purgatory is. It's God's big incubator for those who die but are not yet ready to enter the kingdom of heaven. They have this opportunity for a little bit more purification. Now, remember, though, that purgatory is not a second chance. Anybody that dies in unrepentant mortal sin goes to hell. They do not have a second chance. Purgatory is for the saved. It's for those that are on their way to heaven that might need some more purification. I'd like to describe purgatory as God's sauna or God's steam bath. Sometimes you go to a place and maybe you want to shed a couple pounds, so you sit in the sauna. Well, purgatory is like God's sauna to be able to make you more presentable to the Lord. Or it's God's gymnasium in which we can work out to get into spiritual shape before we enter the kingdom of heaven. Some people have described it like a summer school. Let's say you finish your classes, but you didn't do too well. So it's opportunity to finish that summer school to get to where you need to be. So it is a wonderful place. They say, though, that the pain of purgatory would be more than we could experience in this world, but the joys would also be more than we can ever experience in this world as well. And purgatory is the reason why we pray for those who have died. If there was only a heaven and only a hell, there'd be no reason or no necessity to pray for those who have died. If there was only heaven and hell, we should never pray for the dead because they're either saved or damned. But the fact that we know it's important to pray for the dead means that there is a purgatory, a place where our prayers can actually help our loved ones. Maybe our grandparents, our parents, our family members and friends. So purgatory is really the mercy of God and the love of God where it meets the justice of God. And it's this opportunity to become a saint. If we've not left this world as a saint, well, that's what purgatory is. It's a school for saints. This opportunity to become the saint. If we've not become it during our lifetime, this is our opportunity to finish those final touches before we enter the kingdom of God. Because as you know, in heaven, there won't be any rude people, there won't be any impatient people, there won't be any impure people, there won't be any arrogant people. But a lot of good people die in the state of grace, but they still have these smaller sins. Well, how can they enter heaven if they have even the slightest sin, according to the Bible? For nothing unclean can enter heaven. Well, that's where purgatory comes into play. This opportunity to get those smaller sins cleansed away. So one of the greatest things we can do on this All Souls Day is to pray for all those who have died, to pray for our beloved dead. It's one of the greatest acts of charity you can give them. So don't neglect to pray for them. The Catechism says that they cannot pray for themselves. They're completely and totally dependent upon our prayers, our masses, our rosaries, our prayers for them. And realize that even though they cannot pray for themselves, they can pray for us. So I encourage you, when you ever need something, special intentions that you're praying for, ask the souls in purgatory to pray for you. They're our most powerful intercessors. See, if we can help the souls to get to heaven, then they have a debt of gratitude towards us, and they will pray for us. So pray for the souls in purgatory and ask them to pray for us. I would especially recommend that as we approach the election in just 2 days, you ask the souls in purgatory to intercede and to pray for the needs of our country and for the election. The souls in purgatory, since they're about to enter the vision of God, they see things much more clearly than we do on earth. And they know what's at stake in this election, with family values and moral values and marriage values and respect life values. So much is at stake in this election, as you well know. The unborn, for example, the most important issue of all is respect for the sanctity of all human life, especially the unborn. So let's ask the saints in purgatory, because they are saints in the making, to intercede and to pray for us and for our nation as we approach the election. God bless you.